of a sudden, every supermarket around seems to be talking about low prices. But in these parts, there's one store that's always been famous for honest low prices.
Coast 103.5 and a Most Music Morning. It's 8:05, 5 after 8, and that is Chicago there for you.
The Glory of Love.
Well, actually, it's Peter Cetera, but it sounds like Chicago. Actually, you know,
well,
he,
it's the voice
Peter
of Chicago,
Cetera was
yeah.
pretty dang sensitive in here when we interviewed him a couple of years ago and said, yeah, now you remember he used to be the former singer in Chicago.
Well, you know, when I said that yesterday
eyes
with,
of steel
with Paulina, did you get that? Paulina Poroskova was here yesterday.
The model.
She's married to Rick Ocasek, who...
The Cars.
Cars. But I didn't know if a lot of people knew him by name, so I wanted to mention the group, the
Remind
Cars.
Remind them.
And then she kind of says, well, that's Rick, you know.
Yeah.
I said, well... I didn't mean anything by it. I know it's Rick, but
you know,
it's
like
hard
people
when you branch out on your own. It's like people don't know your last name.
That's right. They go, oh, Kim. So, yes, right. You know, forever attached at the hip.
That's right. 8:05 with Mark and Kim.
We are expecting a high today of about 75. We've got some clouds still, thick, too, in some areas. Right now, 64 degrees.
Yeah, we do have Mike Nolan in the Coast 103 airplane, keeping an eye on L.A. and Orange County freeways.
He's attached to our left hip.
But he's in your back pocket.
You're funny, Mark and Kim. Still a struggle in Orange County on the 91 westbound. Still heavy from right around Surface Club across toward Green River, and then it finally begins to open up. Mike Nolan with traffic on California's coast.
Lunchtime is a great concept.
Never.
Start your day with a song.
And a Most Music Morning with Mark and Kim.
Coast
103.5 and a Most Music Morning with Mark and Kim, where we play LA's best variety of continuous soft hits like that one from Kenny Rogers through the years.
And Madonna, too. This used to be my playground. Today's the big day for
the
Madonna.
Big, book. The book.
Erotica.
Oh, jeez.
You going to buy it?
Yeah, you know, I've seen so much of Madonna. What else is there to
you
look at?
You don't want to pay for her next house.
How much is this book?
50 smackaroos.
Who cares?
Yeah, 50 bucks. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
Madonna, here she is. Remember, I mean, I've said this before. Remember Borderline?
She was so
La
sweet.
La Isla Bonita? I mean, she had these, you know, now it's...
She's on the cutting edge, isn't she?
It's not the cutting edge, it's the gross edge.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think it's gone over too much she's done?
It's not sexy anymore,
no,
Kim.
No.
It's not sexy.
Well, it's shocking, though. Maybe she's trying to be shocking and not sexy.
You know, if I want to be shocked, I can go, you know, down Harbor Boulevard, you know, or down Sunset at the right areas, or Hollywood Boulevard.
Now, let's compare her career and your career. Now.
Hey, you know what? I'm happily married with a couple of beautiful kids.
But you're not shocking
enough. And Madonna
enough.
Say the same.
No. Well, that's what makes you happy.
There you go.
19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to our program. We are expecting a high today of about 75. We've got 64 degrees outside.
And we're going to check your drive to work. We've got Mike Nolan to do that. Coming up next.
I'd like you to come see the play 6 Degrees of Separation at the Doolittle Theater.
At Wicks Furniture, with 8 convenient locations in Southern California.
It's 8:22, 22 after 8, and time for a Coast 103 News break with Sharon Dale in the Coast 103 Newsroom.
Social Security checks will be a little fatter next year.
There's some good news in that top story, Mark and Kim. The government says those Social Security checks will only grow about 3% in 1993. That's the smallest increase in 6 years. High today near 75, a little bit warmer in the valleys. It'll be mostly cloudy again tonight and clearing to sunshine by tomorrow afternoon. Currently, San Bernardino has 62, Anaheim Hills in Orange County report 67, and it's 64 degrees along the coast.
Thanks a lot, Sharon. The time is exactly 8:26, 26 after 8, and actor Brad Pitt is in the new Robert Redford film, A River Runs Through It. And we're going to be hearing from him and his thoughts on this kind of a male bonding
picture. Yeah, we've got music right now from Amy Grant, who just had a baby girl on Sunday.
Oh,
Mark.
Congratulations, yeah, Amy.
Named her after Minnie Pearl.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Here's Grant's third child. Here's Amy Grant with I'll Remember You on LA's Coast 103.5. Coast 103.5 and a Most Music Morning with Mark and Kim, where we always tell you the names of the songs we play, and that is Bread and Aubrey. We heard I'll Remember You, too, from new mother Amy Grant.
Yeah, third child. Congratulations. That's really some good news this morning.
8:35 is the time, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock with Mark and Kim.
And we're expecting a high today of about 75 with some clouds.
Right now it's 65 degrees, and coming up we're going to hear from Elton John. His latest song is called The Last Song, a song that was done all to benefit various AIDS organizations and charities.
Yeah, and we actually have a phone number where you can call in for a $10 donation. They'll send you a copy of the song, and then the $10 is distributed to various AIDS organizations.
And Elton John wrote the song along with Bernie Taupin, and it's all about a father and a son talking, and it's quite emotional. We're going to hear that coming up in just a moment.
Let me just pass along the phone number, too, Kim. It's 1-800-695-AIDS. That's how you can make your donation.
Right now, Mike Nolan on the Coast 103 Airplane checking your drive to work.
Hey, Mark and Kim, a new problem in Orange County, westbound of the 91, approaching the Costa Mesa Freeway. Mike Nolan with traffic on California's coast.
Could the school in your neighborhood use its share of over $1 million in free books and sports equipment?
That Pacific Bell, good enough, isn't. A Pacific Telesis company.
All right, it's 8:39, 21 away from 9, and time to give you the answer to today's Mark and Kim office game question.
Okay, the answer is, I love Lucy.
Remember it, because at about 9:40 this morning, we'll be asking you the question.
And all you have to do is just be the first caller on the coastlines. Repeat it back to us. If that's true, you're going to win $100 in cash.
So once again, the answer to today's Mark and Kim office game question is, I love Lucy.
All right, so take us along to work today. Set that office radio to 103.5.
Because we do play great music for you all morning long and make it simple to win $100 in cash.
Mark and Kim are waking up Coast 103.5.
Coast 103.5 on a Most Music Morning. Always one great song after another, including Paul Davis's Cool Night.
And the last song, that was from Elton John, a song about a father and his son who has AIDS. And that, again, proceeds, if you buy that record, go to various AIDS charities.
Yeah, that's right. AIDS Projects of Los Angeles, among them. Yeah. Do you have the 800 number one more time?
Yeah, it's, what is it? 800-695-AIDS.
Okay. A high of about 75 expected today. These low clouds will burn off a bit. 78 for the valley and the inland areas.
Right now, 65 degrees. And once again, we'll take a look at your drive to work with Mike Nolan in the Coast 103 airplane.
Passengers in a mighty big hurry, Bill.
Kinda lucky.
All right, it's 8:49, 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Brad Pitt, remember in Thelma and Louise?
Yep.
He was the one that had the affair with Thelma.
Yeah, he was that chicken bait.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He also was in Cruel World with Kim Basinger, and now he's in a new film directed by Robert Redford.
Yeah, Gene Wolfe has more than Gene. Brad sort of saw Robert as an old friend, didn't he?
Well, yes, Kim, you might say Brad grew up with Robert. In A River Runs Through It, he stars as the son of a minister who uses fly fishing to teach him and his brother about growing up. Mark and Kim, on that subject, he has no comment.
Wow.
On the Hollywood Scene, I'm Gene Wolfe for Coast 103.5.
You know, it's really funny, Kim, because I was out at dinner in West Hollywood with my wife one night.